I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. 4,000 Syrian students recently braved the journey into Aleppo City to sit for their national exams. That they would risk so much to continue their education speaks to the hope of Syria's lost generation for their country. In sensing this stirring, a prayer ministry called Cry Out Now released a special 30-day prayer guide called Children of Hope. A man we'll call Peter says Syrian children drew their answers to the question, "What is your dream for the future?" The prayer guide is free. We've got a link to it in the article at missionnews.org.
Let's keep believing that God is going to do something significant in Syria for those that have come to Christ outside of Syria. When they go back, that there will be the opportunity to take what they've learned and build small groups of Bible-believing people there in Syria.
Meanwhile, God is on a mission. That mission redeemed relationships through Christ Jesus. 2 Peter chapter 9, verse 3 notes how God's will is for none to perish, but for all to repent. Ruth Hubbard, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Vice President for Urbana.
His intent is that each community and every generation would be fully submitted, that they would live as faithful witnesses submitted to the authority of Jesus Christ.
Hubbard sees this faithfulness in millennials and Gen Z. Culturally, these generations learn to value all people, even those who are different. And Hubbard believes there's a place in God's kingdom work for this mindset, but it must be balanced with his call to be holy. Please pray for this generation to seek God, His will, and holiness. Then ask yourself, am I at the center of God's will? Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. As God stirs your heart for what we've shared today, we'd love to hear from you. And we're starting a Facebook group this month to dive deeper into these issues and more. Find the instructions at our website. Just click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.